My name is Daniel Zuckelmeyer. I'm the founder and the artistic director of The Swan of Bismarck, which is the only one-man Shakespeare production company in the state of North Dakota. I direct, produce, design, house manage, stage manage, and star in every role in one Shakespeare production per year. One actor and one show only, so it's a big deal in Bismarck.
That Swan guy? That his shows are trash. I mean real.
To Be or Not, that is the film. And joining me to talk about that film showing at the upcoming Dakota Film Festival is Matt Fern and Dan Belinsky, both writers, producers, directors of the film. So thanks for coming in, guys.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
So To Be or Not, that's what I said the name of the film already was. And Dan, you are the lead actor on the film. And Matt, you are you shot the film, you directed the film, you know, you both did some writing and producing on the film.
Well, Dan wrote it and came to me with the script, and then I directed it and then edited it.
Okay.
And then we had an awesome DP, Carson Nargard from DNN Cinematics, shoot it.
Great. So thank you for the correction. Where did the idea of the film come from for you, Dan?
Well, I think just being part of the theater scene in Bismarck. You know, we use Stephanie and Susan from Sleepy Hollow and Brian Brady from, he was a longtime member of Dakota Stages. And Tom Hugg is the lighting designer extraordinaire. He's passed now, but he's been working in Bismarck for forever. So I wanted to do a film that involved all those people, and I had wanted to work with Matt for a while, and it was a good film for Bismarck, I think.
So I guess we could go into then, can someone give me a brief synopsis of the film? Obviously, we don't want to give too much away because we want people to go see it at the film festival.
Sure.
But can you give a brief idea of what the film is?
Yeah, it is about, it's a mockumentary similar to The Office, and it's about a young guy in Bismarck who is the only one-man Shakespeare production company in North Dakota. And it's about him putting on a production of Julius Caesar. And he does kind of a twist on these Shakespeare productions to make them modern. And they're all total failures.
So this concept in films has always been very interesting to me, and that is someone who is a good actor playing someone who is maybe not necessarily a great actor, because it takes someone who's a good actor, in my mind anyway, it takes a very good actor to convincingly play a bad one. So were there any challenges for you, Dan, in doing that?
Because I'm such a good actor?
Right.
It was very challenging because I'm such... No. It was just fun to do. It was just a lot of fun. I mean, I've been in a fair number of Shakespeare productions before I came to North Dakota, and it's kind of a trend to do it in some modern, twisted way. And so the hip hop Julius Caesar, as we have in the movie, that's not too much of a far cry from stuff that I've actually been in and seen. So to me, it was like an easy thing to spoof and a fun thing to spoof too.
Right. And so this film and your role in it specifically is kind of a departure from what people in Bismarck Mandan have seen of you anyways in previous films like The Good Father and Badlands Girl I'm losing another
beautiful,
one.
Beautiful, Crazy, Blind, Cripple. I don't blame you for not remembering that title.
But was that just something? So you say that this is not a far cry from other things that you've done in To Be or Not. Was it fun for you to kind of get back to that style rather than some of the more serious tones of your previous films?
Yeah, it was fun because I did do a lot of Shakespeare in grad school and in New York before I came here, and so it was fun to do Shakespeare for film, albeit bad Shakespeare. But yeah, it was fun to dive into that again, and to do it just a comedy too. And Matt had just a great vision for the film too, so it was really great to work with him on the film, because he grounded the film in a really good way. I had all these kind of outlandish ideas that, as an actor, I was like, oh, I want to do this crazy stuff and this crazy stuff, but Matt brought it back to a better reality.
And so, Matt, is this similar to films that you've worked on before? In this mockumentary style? Is that something you've ever done before?
Well, kind of. I've never done anything scripted mockumentary. I do a lot of ad work and a lot of documentary work for my 9-to-5 job. But when Dan brought the idea to me, I just really loved it, just because I felt like I've been in these Dakota stage productions. I know all the characters in the movie. And I also feel like I'm probably a lot like the lead guy. I feel like everyone does, of just, you believe in something so much and you just wonder, you know, especially if you put yourself out there, if you're any good at it. And I loved the script that he had. And I just really thought, I felt like I knew this story. And so I was able to use a lot of my documentary experience to ground it, like Dan said, to make it believable. And I'm a huge fan of The Office and the mockumentary style. And I feel like what works about that stuff is the realness of it, you know, that it feels real. You know, they acknowledge the camera, they look to the camera, and that makes the comedy only funnier. But very excited to be a part of this.
So in talking to other local filmmakers throughout the film festival or other things that we've done, I've found that shooting on location here can go one of two ways, where it's kind of difficult because people are like, and what are you doing shooting the film here in Bismarck? Or they're super excited to be a part of it. You know, they love it. Maybe shooting in theater specifically made it a little easier for you guys. What did you find it easy, difficult to shoot here in Bismarck specifically?
Yeah, well, because the script was tailored to Sleepy Hollow and Dakota Stage, and we have relationships with both of those locations, so it was an easy ask.
Yeah, and it's sort of like we went back to the writing process. You just as a writer and as a producer, you gotta make a film that's producible, and producible at the budget level that we had, and producible for where we were.
So, To Be or Not is the film. Matt Fearn and Dan Belinsky joining me, Josh Haugen, in studio at Radio Access. The film will be shown at the Dakota Film Festival on Friday, April 5th. The film festival starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. You can buy them at the Event Center ticket office, the box office, for $17 in advance, or if you would just like to purchase them at the door, they will cost a little bit more, but you can do that if that is what you would like to do. Again, 7 p.m. Dakota Film Festival. Matt Fearn, Dan Belinsky, To Be or Not is the film. Is there anything else that you want to get out about the film before we go?
Just we're really proud of it, and we're the whole people of Bismarck like it, and we really think it's a celebration of the theater community and those who try to put themselves out there creating art. And it also has a really great performance from the late Tom Hug. And so I think it's a really special film, and everyone a part of it, I think, really added something unique to it. So love for people to see it. You can also follow the film's progress on Facebook at To Be or Not Film. And hope to see people out at Dakota Film Festival.
Yeah, and before we go, that was something I had wanted to talk about, and it slipped my mind, is that Tom Hug... he's in the film. He did the lighting for your film, you said.
He does the lighting for the theater production.
Right. He did the lighting for theater production, and he would volunteer and help us out at Dakota Film Festival. Well, and he would set up the lighting for us every year at that, and he's helped us, Dakota Media Access, out on a few other locations. So Tom was a great member of the community, great member of the theater community, and he's sorely missed. And so it was great seeing him
Absolutely.
Pop up in this film.
Absolutely. We shot the movie in August, and he passed in October. I think it was October. So just a couple months after we shot it. And so it's really special to have him in the film. And he's also hilarious in the film. It was great to have him. He was such a generous, great person. And yeah, he'll be a surprising presence in the film, actually.
Right. Thank you, Tom Hugg. So once again, Matt Fearn, Dan Belinsky have been my guests, Josh Haugen, as we gear up, and we're almost to the Dakota Film Festival on April 5th. So thank you, both of you, for joining me here.
Thanks for having us.
Matt and Dan will both be at the Friday Night of Shorts of the Dakota Film Festival. So if you'd like to see them and all of the other official selections for this year's Dakota Film Festival, you can purchase tickets at the Bismarck Event Center box office or go to dakotafilmfestival.org for more information, as well as call 701-258-8767 and we can point you in the right direction.